Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest on the phone line is State Director of AARP in New Hampshire, Todd Fahey. Todd, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes today.
Hey, Matt, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure's all mine. Let's start with the COVID-19 pandemic. What kinds of programs and resources is AARP providing its members right now?
Well, thanks for the question. What we're doing is we are giving a lot of information out to our members. We have about 38 million members nationally, and we are focused on the well-being of the 50-plus and their families and the communities in which they live. So given a focus like that, you can imagine that given a problem like this, we are fully engaged.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we've done is we've stood up a whole website, aarp.org/coronavirus, to give people reams of information, everything from ways to provide better care, being connected with loved ones, to caring for themselves during the pandemic. And so that's one of the best ways we've got our information, aarp.org/coronavirus.
Talking with Todd Fahey, State Director of AARP in New Hampshire. And Todd, I was actually looking at the website the last couple of days, and you're right, it's a wealth of news and information, and it's updated, and it's a really great resource. I did notice on the website that AARP is providing teletown halls, a way for members to basically congregate virtually and discuss certain topics to do with COVID-19. So what are some of the sort of topics that are being covered in these teletown halls, and how often are they being done?
I think we're actually doing the teletown halls once a week, Thursdays at 1 o'clock, I want to say. I hope I'm correct on that, but the website will clear it up. It's not just for members. Anybody can call in. Sometimes we have we have health experts on the line and others to talk about different aspects of this pandemic and how we're all responding to it and how it falls upon the 50-plus in New Hampshire and nationally. And so we are not health experts. We don't propose to be health experts. What we are urging people to do is to follow advice from the CDC, from state health authorities, and to abide by any executive orders or emergency orders issued by governors. And of course, as we know, there are many, depending upon where a person is living.
Yeah, and it is a really great resource. And as you said, those teletown halls are available to members and non-members alike, and you can get that information on the website. On the line with Todd Fahey, State Director of AARP in New Hampshire. And Todd, before I let you go, obviously there's all kinds of scams in the world. A lot of them are directed at the elderly or above, people that are aged 60 plus. And obviously with COVID-19, there are even more scams that are being basically created every day. What should people be looking out for in terms of scams, and what should we be wary of?
Oh, boy. I wish we didn't have to have the discussion, but I think we do, because there's never an opportunity for the despicable. I'm going to use that word.
Yeah.
Despicable people to prey on during this time. You know, it's hard enough for everybody right now besides this. So I think a couple of the big ones are that we're seeing is a whole idea of a cure. You had a phone call, you kind of information that there's some cure to magic cure for coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a cure for coronavirus, it's going to be announced on national TV by authorities and by our leaders. Mm-hmm. It's not going to come to you through an email, through a phone call, or from a telemarketer. Okay,
yeah.
So that's the first one. Another big one is the stimulus checks and how that is going to work. Again, that is something that people should focus on. Deal with your state authorities on that. Go to our website about stimulus payments, what that looks like. And beware of, finally, related to the two, is phishing. So people will send these emails, and of course, they dangle this prospect of either additional money or quicker money or a cure for people who are, like, frankly, Matt, like all of us, right? Very vulnerable mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. And whether we want to admit it or not, we're all vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And people in states of vulnerability and heightened emotional states of concern or fear will be inclined to get sucked into these scams. So don't do it. Right. My counsel to people is like, take a breath.
Yeah.
Before you act, just pause. Whether you're a younger person or an older person, and for the listeners to be clear, these scams are very, very, very good. They call them scam artists for a reason. There's artistry in what they do. They can get you if you're a younger person, a middle-aged person, or an older person. So pause, take a breath. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be getting stimulus payments through a telemarketer or through a bogus email. So those are the things to be aware of. But again, more information at aarp.org/coronavirus. And two other things, if they want to follow us, listeners, look at us, follow us on AARP on Facebook, AARP Future. We have a lot of information, some of it that's more localized to New Hampshire. They should follow us on AARP New Hampshire. For those listeners who might be across the border in Vermont, you know, AARP Vermont does different things that are more localized to its residents. So AARP Facebook page for Vermont, too. Great information, and hopefully you can stay safe in this time. And thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you very much. Todd Fahey, State Director of AARP in New Hampshire. You have a great day.
You too, Matt. Thank you.